Pop, look at this, man. This looks like the perfect campsite. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. It's really a nice spot you picked here. Well, here's your ducky. Bye.
Hey, wait a minute, Pop. Now, come on, man. Now, we both agreed that we were going to stay here for the weekend in the mountains, just like we planned. Now, let's set the camp up, all right? You're a lucky one. Here, take it easy.
Here we go. Okay, welcome to Camp Freddy. All those going home in a red truck, fall in.
Come on, Pop. Now, you got to get in the spirit, man. Now, just take a look around at you. Look at those towering mountains. Look at those swaying trees.
Look at this babbling sun.
Pop, you got to try and appreciate nature a little bit, like Joyce Kilmer.
Who is she?
She was a he.
Joyce was a he?
Yeah. He wrote trees.
Did they write back?
No, Pop, so you don't understand. He wrote the poem Trees. You remember? I think I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast.
Sound like Joyce might have been a little.
Yeah, and then there was Thoreau, Pop.
Who?
Yeah, the writer Thoreau. See, he left his mark on the world.
Oh, yeah, the mark of Thoreau. Zip, zip, zip.
No. See, Henry David Thoreau, he lived in solitude for 7 years, and he wrote a poem about Walden Pond.
Big deal. My cousin Ernie lived in solitude for 7 years. He wrote a poem about San Quentin.
Come on, Pop, stop being so negative, man. Now, we left home, we both agreed that
we didn't agree on nothing. That was you. You insisted that we get away so we have a chance to talk together like father and son before you got married.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, here's some father and son talk.
Okay.
Get your father out of these woods!
Come on, now, the least you can do is help me unload the stuff from the truck.
If that's the least I can do, I'll do it.
Perfect campsite here. Even got a fireplace.
I don't care about it.
Here's your sleeping bag.
Where's the box spring and the mattress?
No, Pop, listen, you're gonna love sleeping on the ground in this sleeping bag close to nature.
Speaking of nature, where's the outhouse?
Anywhere you want it to be.
I want it to be in the bathroom.
No, see, you don't understand. You're in the woods now, Pop, and you gotta live like animals. See, animals don't use bathrooms.
Well, I do. I'm not forest broken.
Hey, wait a minute. Who put this in here?
I put it in there. Give it here.
For what?
This is my snake bite kit. See, if a snake bites me this weekend, I'm gonna lay this upside your copperhead and rattle it. Get that?
Let me get the tent.
A tent? Can't live in no tent. I can't sleep in it. I gotta have something more comfortable and roomy.
Pop, the thrill of camping is learning to overcome Mother Nature's little challenges. Now look, you read me the instructions, and I'll set up the tent.
Okay.
You're gonna love it, Pop.
I know it. I'm beginning to love it now. Keep this tent away from the heat, animals, and the big dummy of the forest.
Pop, just read what the instructions say, please.
Okay. If you follow these instructions carefully, even a small child can assemble this tent. Step one, drive to Watts and get a small child. I'll see you.
Come on, man. There, you see, Pop? An hour of hard work has paid off. The tent looks terrific.
You know, son, it doesn't look too bad.
No. I told you, Pop. Now, once we get everything set up, we're going to have a ball out here camping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go inside and check it out.
Yeah, son, you go in there and I'll come in later.
Hey, Pop, you know, it's really great in here.
Is it warm?
Would you get in here?
Well, okay, I'll try to look at it.
Now, look at this.
Wait a minute. Hey, this is really nice.
Isn't this nice?
It's great. It's really great.
So.
We had some fun in here.
Yeah.
Will you, what do you do?
Well, takes care of that. I'll see you later, Pop.
Where you going?
I'm going out to get some firewood for the fire.
No, son, wait a minute. Don't leave me out here in this barren wilderness.
Now, just relax, Pop. Now, I'll be right back. Now, just enjoy the peacefulness and the quietness and the solitude of the forest. I'll be right back. Don't worry about a thing.
Sting like a bee. Nobody out in the forest meaner than me. Come on, elephants, tigers, and gorillas. I whip 100 Godzillas.
Hey, I'm sorry, Pop. I didn't mean to scare you. I just want you to help me with the firewood.
You didn't scare me, son. Let me loosen my belt.
For what?
I think my heart dropped in my drawers.
Just relax, Pop. You're safe here with me. Now, give me a match so I can start the fire.
You don't need no match to start no fire. All you have to do is rub two pieces of wood together. Now, go over there and rub your head upside the tree.
I said I was sorry. Now, I just wanted you to come camping with me, Pop, so we could be alone. I mean, who knows? Once I get married and have a family and got all responsibility of a family, we might not be able to spend any time like this alone.
Promise?
Why do we have to argue all the time, Pop?
We don't argue all the time, only when we're together.
Well, why can't we talk like normal fathers and sons?
Well, you start.
No, you start.
You start.
Why don't we talk about the first time I went camping?
Oh, yeah. I never forget that night. I was afraid you'd be scared out there, sleeping in the backyard all by yourself.
Yeah, but I told you I wasn't going to be scared.
Well, they woke up the whole neighborhood screaming. I'm afraid to sleep by myself. I'm afraid to sleep by myself. I'm afraid to sleep by myself.
Yeah, and I had to come in the house and calm you down.
You always was a good son.
Yeah. You see, Pop, that's what I miss. We haven't talked about things like this in a long time.
Yeah, this is kind of nice. Peaceful. Sort of relaxing. It's a spider! That's it! That's it! As far as I'm going home in the morning. I'm headed.
Oh, come on, Pop.
I'm headed with your kids.
Look, Pop, if you want to go home, it's okay. I should have known better than to think that we could come out here and spend a peaceful weekend together.
Good. Well, start the truck and put this stuff on it.
You know, I couldn't wait to get out here in the woods, and now I can't wait to get home. You're a pain in the
ass. And I want to go home and get my nice warm bedroom. I don't care what you say.
Just pack your stuff. Yeah, with you. Well, I got good news and I got bad news. First, the bad news. The truck won't start.
Well, what's the good news?
We'll always know where it is.
Son, if the truck won't start, then call the auto club.
Are you kidding me, Pop? We're 50 miles from the nearest telephone.
Well, don't use the nearest telephone. Get one closer. You don't even need a telephone.
Would you stop it. We got food for a couple of days. There's plenty of water in the brook. It could be a lot worse, you know.
Worse?
That's right.
Look, we ain't got no truck. We fighting this cold weather. There's hardly any food at all now. What could be worse?
Well, it could snow.
Uh-uh. Impossible. Elizabeth, honey. I'm coming to join you, baby. I'll be the little white fella. You catch anything?
Not even a nibble.
Yeah, you probably scared him all away dressed like that. You said there'd be somebody here to help us. And that was 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know, Pop.
And we out of food.
Well, if we had rationed off those hot dogs like we were supposed to, we'd still have some food left.
Maybe some bear ate them.
Yeah, sure, some bear ate them. If a bear ate them, there wouldn't have been a knife in the mustard jar.
Well, son, you know I can't miss my midnight snack. Now, what are we gonna do?
Well, I guess we'll have to eat plants.
Good, good. We'll eat plants. Are you crazy?
No, Pop, it says in the camper's manual that plants provide a natural source of food. I tell you, man, I'm starving. I'm gonna try it. I'll try one of these boards. That's not bad.
What did your camper's manual say about dying?
Come on, Pop, stop talking like that.
And listen, I saw a movie once where two guys had a chance to escape from Iwo Jima. And one of them was a young guy, and he was strong. Another guy was old and weak. Old man turned to the young man. He said, listen, I know I'm slowing you down. And I know you could make it if I wasn't slowing you down. So just leave me with the rifle and one bullet.
Ah.
And when the Japanese were only about 100 yards away, the young guy gave the old man the rifle and one bullet and ran. And son, I'm gonna tell you, the young fella hadn't gotten no more than about 20 yards away when he heard the rifle shoot.
The old man killed himself?
No. He shot the young man in the behind.
We're gonna make it out of here, Pop. Listen, I know what. While we're waiting, why don't we play a little cards? That might, you know, take our mind off the situation. How about some gin?
You brought some along? Oh, gin, yeah. Hey, we'll play for $10 a point.
$10 a point?
One of us should die rich.
Would you stop talking like that?
You know, son, while you were going fishing, I got to thinking about all the things we've never said to each other. And if I die without talking to you, I'll feel awful.
Listen, Pop, we're going to make it out of here.
No, we're going to die without even knowing each other because we don't talk.
We talk? We talked a couple of weeks ago. You gave me some advice on how to propose to Janet, remember?
Don't talk about that now.
You know, you were real cute in what you said, Pop, and what you said made a lot of sense.
I always make a lot of sense.
Yeah. I can see it now. We were sitting at the dinner table.
Well, son, tonight's a big night, ain't it? Yeah. I bet you're really excited.
I'm excited and I'm nervous, Pop. See, we're gonna go back to Janet's apartment, and I'm gonna pop the big question. And if she accepts, I'm gonna buy the ring tomorrow.
Do you know what you're gonna say?
Well, not exactly, but I know I'm not gonna get down on one knee, because I don't like that corny stuff.
Well, when you get back here tonight, I got a big surprise for you.
A surprise?
Yeah, and I can hardly wait. Now, you listen. Hey, can I give you a little bit of advice?
No.
Good. Now, when you ask her, be tough. Be firm. Let her know who's the boss right away. Say, look, baby, you and I are getting engaged, and that's the way it is, and I'm gonna be that way all the time.
Is that what you told Mom?
No, that's what your mom told me.
That was something.
Yeah.
And I'm about the time I taught you how to drive a car.
Yeah. Even after the second accident I had, you made me get right back in the car and drive it until I did it right.
Yeah. And when you did do it right, you driven through the front wall of the house 4 times.
You remember how we laughed?
Yeah. It was Bubba's car and Esther's house.
But I tell you something, Pop, there was something even weirder than Bubba's car in Esther's house.
What was that?
The time you brought that thing into the house.
Oh, yeah.
Now, son, I got a little surprise for you.
I don't want no surprises, Pop. I'm starving. I've been working all day. I want food.
Uh-oh.
Pop, what's that horse doing in the kitchen?
How should I know? You saw him last.
You know, we sure have had some crazy dumb ties together, Pop.
Yeah, that's right. And they weren't all my fault.
Oh, I suppose some of them were mine.
No, some of them were nobody's fault. I mean, you remember that time?
Well, what's the matter, Pop?
I had a break-in.
Nobody broke in here.
Well, what is this, a self-inflicted wound?
But it was a small earthquake last night, and a few things got, you know, shook around.
I must have slept right through it. Thank goodness it was just an earthquake.
What do you mean, just an earthquake?
Well, just an earthquake. This place is solid as a rock, a fortress. Like they say, in time, the Rockies may tumble. Gibraltar might crumble. They only made of clay. But my junk is here to stay.
It's all over, Pop. How do you feel?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
You know, Pop, I guess the times you remember most are the times we spent together.
You're right, son.
Yeah.
Jim, I got you.
Hey, wait a minute. You're only supposed to have 10 cards. You got over 30.
I got 3 gins, but I'm only counting one.
Pop, did I ever tell you the great job that you did in bringing me up by yourself?
Well, thanks, son. You did a great job, too.
At what?
Getting me lost up in the Arctic. Now get me out of here.
Come on, Pop. Don't give up.
I'm not going to give up, son. You know, if we do die out here, they might write a song about us like Davy Crockett. Freddy Sanford.
Father of this dummy here.
Hey, you know what? Hey, wait a minute.
What
I got an idea.
What are you doing, Pop?
You know, Robinson Crusoe, he wrote a note for help. And then, hit that bottle I had. And he put a note in the bottle and threw it in the ocean. And help came.
What are you, some kind of a nut? The ocean is 50 miles away from here.
Might be a high tide tonight. What's that?
I don't know.
It worked, son. We've been saved. Are you Lewis and Clark?
No.
Oh, this is Red Cross. I mean, are you part of the party that's looking for us?
I'm Ms. Barnes, leader of Girl Scout Troop number 104. Girls, this way!
Girl Scouts?
You mean you're not part of the team looking for us?
I don't know what you gentlemen are talking about. My girls and I are out on one of our nature hikes, and we accidentally came across your camp. I'm sorry if we disturbed you.
Oh, no, listen, you didn't disturb us. You saved us.
That's right. See, our truck won't start, and we're out in the middle of this wilderness, and nothing, that old measly tent there. We got no food, and we fighting this cold weather with all the strength that's left in us. You got any cookies?
Any Girl Scout can tell you, the thrill of camping is learning to overcome the challenges of Mother Nature.
Pop.
Mind if I take a look at your truck?
Don't even bother. It's not going to do any good. I checked it out, and there's nothing to be done for that truck. Yeah.
That's right. We don't need no help.
Nah.
I mean, remember, son, man is the king of the jungle.
That's what I always thought.
We can handle it.
Well, if you can handle it, why didn't you take a walk to the other side of the hill?
The other side of the hill?
That's right. Just about a quarter mile that way is a small town with telephones, a gas station, and a lodge.
But his map...
Got your truck started. Didn't really seem to have anything wrong with it. Maybe your carburetor was flooded.
Yeah, I knew that all the time. I just didn't have the right tools.
Well, gentlemen, it looks like the Girl Scouts have saved the day once again. Glad we could help the kings of the jungle.
Why don't you go take a hike?
Girls, hit them up. Move them out.
You see that? A town over here. We starved for nothing.
Well, maybe it wasn't for nothing, Pop. Think of all the things that we talked about, man. The closeness that we achieved. Now, come on, Pop, be honest. Wasn't it worth it?
You knew where we were all the time, didn't you? Be honest.
Yeah, I knew where we were, but I didn't want to tell you because I wanted to spend some time with you all alone, Pop.
I thought so. I thought you knew all along. I knew you knew from the beginning.
Well, and if you knew, why did you complain about starving to death?
Well, that's my nature. I mean, I was never really starving. You want a super burger?
See, where did you get that?
Well, last night, while you were sleeping, I sneaked into town and got it at the coffee shop. And they forgot to put ketchup on it.
Oh, that's okay. Take mine. I don't like ketchup.
Get in the truck. Pack this stuff up, you dummy.
I love you too, Pop. Help me load the truck and then we'll go home.
Well, listen, son, wait a minute.
Huh?
Loan me a dime.
For what?
I got to use the forest. I'll be right back. Oh, wonderful. Ah, beautiful. Ooh, how lovely.
What are you doing over there?
You keep your voice down.
Well, what are you trying to do over there?
What do you want to do, wake up the forest? You want to disturb the squirrels?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about communing more with nature. Communicating more with my son. And looking more into the backyard of the Idlewild nudist colony.